13:05 on the clock in the first half of Ichabod basketball on Country 106.9. The Washburn men trailing Central Oklahoma 11-10. Ichabod's 4 of 9 from the floor to start, 4 out of 12 for Central Oak. The difference is UCO's got 3 three-pointers, 2 of them from Jaden Wells. Washburn 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, Sam Ungashik with a triple so far. 3 different Ichabods have scored. Michael Keegan's got 4. Ungashik and Batchelor with 3 apiece. Jack coming off the bench. Meanwhile, 3 Broncos have scored as well, led by a game-high 6 from Wells on those 2 made three-pointers. Checking into the game for the first time for Washburn, Jake Schottegg in the backcourt. And Braden Shorter as well, the freshman from Springfield, Missouri. He's out there. So on the floor right now, Brady Christensen and Emmanuel Byrd, 2 sophomores on the wing and the post, respectively. 2 guards who are freshmen, Shorter and Batchelor. And the most veteran player, Jake Schottegg, who only played 8 games all last season, but has been a major role player for the Ichabod so far this year, averaging just over 7 points a game. Had 9 and 5 assists, the latter being a season-high number against Northeastern State. First free throw of a pair on the way for Jaden Wells, and he knocks it in. Wells, an 89.5% free throw shooter. He's already got 7 points, and the lead for UCO is up to 2, and now make it 3 as he splashes in the second free throw as well. 13-10 is the mark, and Wells will sit down for the first time. Parker Hanna, freshman from Keller, Texas, into the game for UCO. Washburn facing some zone pressure in the backcourt. Batchelor passes to Schottegg over the timeline to get the ball into the front court, right back to Batchelor, and a bounce along the far sideline to Brady Christensen. Now around the horn, left wing, it's Batchelor who has it again. Doesn't have an entry pass for Shorter. Will back it out, and instead to the left wing from Schottegg. He'll try a 3 with a hand from Hanna in his face, and Jake Schottegg still nails the triple. Washburn ties this game at 13-all. Second made 3 for Washburn in the half. Right wing, Willenborg. Backs it up to Dawsey, and now to the top of the key, working his way inside, runner for Mike Quick Jr., can't get that one to go, wild shot, left it too short, rebound Ichabod's, Schottegg into the forecourt, right to left as you listen, Jake with a right-hand dribble and a dump for Batchelor, thought about the 30-foot 3, doesn't take it, will drive on Quick instead, kick right corner, Schottegg for 3 again, that one's too strong, off the backside of the rim, short weak side rebound to Mike Quick Jr., the Highbridge New York native. On the right wing, it's Danquez Dawsey, leader in MIAA assists so far this season with it. Guarded by Shorter, blows by him, gets into the lane. Good help defense from Schottegg. Runner won't fall. Offensive rebound, Willenborg. Second try, no. Another offensive board. Dawsey has it for UCO. Under 12 minutes to play in the opening half. Broncos and Ichabod's tied at 13-all. Andrew Orr will sub back in for Washburn at the next dead ball. 6 on the shot clock. Dawsey has it between the rings. Fires underneath for Willenborg. Guarded by Christensen. Fadeaway jumper won't go. And Schottegg flies in for the rebound with both hands for Washburn. The backup point guard up ahead to Christensen, who rifles a pass to a cutting Emmanuel Byrd. But Byrd was caught up in traffic with Majok Majuk. And the pass goes flying out of bounds. A turnover for Washburn. Christensen and Byrd both sit. Orr and Michael Keegan are back into the game for the Ichabods. Keegan, Orr, Shorter, Batchelor, and Schottegg on the floor. So 2 ball handlers, what Washburn likes to do with this group. Schottegg, Batchelor, and Ungashik. Taking it over the divider. It's Parker Hanna with the basketball, angling left, dribbles the ball off his own foot out of bounds. Tried to get nifty with the dribbling, and he just dribbled it out of play, and Hanna is coming right out, and Evan Barber will sub in. That is going to get a freshman sent to the bench pretty much every time. 11:22 to go in this first half. Washburn basketball tied up at 13-all with UCO. The 2 top-scoring teams in the MIAA this season. Washburn first at 81.8 points a game. Meanwhile, Central Oak, 79.6 a contest. Washburn ball, weave handoff from Orr to Keegan, right back to Batchelor. Double team comes. Batchelor finds Schottegg in the right corner, bounce to Orr, right baseline. Andrew, fadeaway jumper from there, bullseye. Orr has become more and more comfortable in the mid-range, and he just kind of shakes his head, feeling himself after knocking that one down. Under 11 minutes to go in the first half, Washburn up by a deuce, 15-13. Jaden Wells back in for UCO, drives to the basket, hesitation move, flips it up with the left hand, but a little bit too strong, rebound Orr to Schottegg, racing the floor, nearly throws it away, and taps it right back into Keegan, and Schottegg has it again. Keegan, right wing, that was a near disaster for Washburn. Would have been the most unforced of all unforced errors. Batchelor, top of the key, drives to the basket, gets by his defender, right-hand floater won't fall, lips off, rebound Orr, finds Shorter in the lane, turnaround for Shorter won't go, rebound tipped out to the far sideline, out of bounds. Ichabod's a couple of times on that possession, nearly got it to go, Batchelor couldn't get it to fall, he'll head to the bench for a breather, and Sam Ungashick checks in. Jack so far just 1 of 3 from the floor. Make it 1 of 4 after that miss, in fact. He'll sit down. He's got 3 points. Washburn back on defense, up by 2. 10:20 to go in the half. Wells at the point of the offense right now. Danquez Dawsey, starting point guard for UCO, on the bench. Wells looking inside, nearly traveled. He's able to maintain his pivot foot, pass to Preston Amon, and gets it right back. Ungashick ties him up and rips the ball away. What a physical steal by 6'1 Sam Ungashick, his 17th of the year. Trying to blow by the freshman Barber. Gets into the lane, turns around. UCO wants to travel. They don't get it. Back to Shadegg. He'll drive. Dish underneath for Keegan. Reverse layup left side of the glass. It goes. 6 early points for Michael Keegan and a 4-point lead for Washburn, 17-13, 9:44 to go until halftime. We've got a media timeout coming on the next dead ball. Evan Barber, the 6'2 freshman guard from Oklahoma City, drives to the basket, loses the ball out of bounds, touched by an Ichabod. It will stay with the Broncos coming up after our media timeout. 9:36 left in the first half. Ichabods lead the Broncos by 4. You're listening to Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9. 9:36 on the clock in the first half of Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9. Brendan Dwarzynski with you. Been a great night of basketball here in the capital city at Lee Arena. 64-62, the Washburn women with a last 2 seconds win over Central Oklahoma, and now the Washburn men with an early lead, still a lot of time left, over 29 and a half minutes of basketball, but an early lead for Washburn over the 12th-ranked team in the country, Central Oklahoma. Washburn, by the way, we mentioned how good they've been against UCO at home. Brett Ballard has never lost at home against Central Oklahoma. The Ichabods are 5-0 here at Lee Arena so far this season, and a great crowd out here at Lee Arena tonight to catch the Ichabod basketball. Ungashick, Jarmel Johnson, Jake Shadegg, Orr, and Keegan on the floor for the Ichabods. Johnson just checked in at the dead ball, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Washburn. Sam Ungashick called for a shove on the inbound. Jaden Wells was trying to track down a lofted pass on the far sideline, and Ungashick just bumped him in the back. 3 fouls on the Ichabods here in this half, and that's number 1 on Sam. Checking in for Central Oklahoma, Jalen Turner. He's got a 3-pointer in this game. He averages just over 5 a game on the season. Inbound to Turner, and he hands it right back to Danquez Dawsey, who finds Luke Hazel all alone on the left block, and he dunks it in. Defensive lapse that time for Washburn. Hazel's got his first 2 points. 17-50 Ichabods. Ungashick dribbles all the way, left corner to right. Underneath the basket with the Gretzky dribble. Now gets it right back after a quick touch for Jarmel Johnson. In between the circles, now to the far sideline. Ungashick still with it, finds Michael Keegan. Bounces the pass underneath to Orr, who's grabbed from behind and fouled. Foul number 3 on the Broncos. So a long way from the bonus. Bob Hoffman, head coach of UCO, incensed by that call. Could hear him with some sharp words for our officials from all the way up here in our broadcast position up above the near sideline. 9:09 to go in the first half. That foul, by the way, was called on Hazel, his first. Orr in the middle of the lane. Bounces the ball down and kicks it out to Keegan, who will try to drive on Amon. Gets cut off. Has to bring it back to the perimeter. Another near travel. UCO can't believe they're not getting a whistle. Under 9 minutes to play until halftime. Ungashick with it. 4 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Keegan. Left wing. Pump fake. Now tries a 3-pointer off the front of the iron. Rebound cleared out by Hazel. Not much contesting that rebound from Washburn. Broncos into the front court over the divider from left to right. Left-hand dribble for Dawsey. Guarded by Shadegg, crosses him over, blow by all the way to the basket, switches to a right hand and lays it in softly around Michael Keegan. First bucket for Danquez Dawsey. We're tied at 17-all with 8.5 minutes left in the half. Andrew Orr at the top of the key, guarded by Hazel. Flips to Shadegg, double team comes, back to Orr, mid-range J, right side of the court, halfway down the cylinder and out, and now a rebound foul called against Jarmel Johnson. Things a little out of sorts for Washburn here. Jack Batchelor into the game. He'll spell Jake Shadegg. So Batchelor and Ungashick now the ball handlers out there for the Ichabods with 8:18 on the clock. All tied at 17. Danquez Dawsey will bring it up for the Broncos. Switching between the left and the right-hand dribble as he walks across the midcourt stripe. Left hand now guarded by Batchelor. And a pass to Wells right back to Dawsey. Ungashick now draws the point guard. Sophomore guarding a junior. Lob to Hazel. Underneath again. Gets behind the defense. Jarmel Johnson behind the play. Can't knock it away. Another easy two that time for the Broncos. And it's Hazel again who's now got 4 points. And the Broncos lead 19-17. 7:50 on the clock in the first half. Ungashik inside the jump circle on top of the Spirit W logo on Bob Chipman Court here at Lee Arena. Ungashik with a left-hand dribble, pulls up, now reverses course and re-accelerates inside, knocked to the floor, kicks right corner, Batchelor for three, kaboom! Jack Batchelor with the open look. He's got a free throw, a two-point field goal, and now a three-point field goal in this first half. Washburn leads 20-19, under 7.5 to go until the break. The freshman from Topeka, Batchelor, with a smooth shot right there. Dawsey on the far sideline finds Wells near the top of the key between the circles. Back to Dawsey. He gets his dribble back, guarded by Ungashik. Gets a screen from Amon, then uses that dribble, shuffling to the right, pushing his way inside. Swatted away! Meet me at the rim! Jarmel Johnson with the rejection! Jarmel now will dump it off for Ungashik in the backcourt with 7 and change to go in the half. Ungashik to the top of the key, fakes the three-pointer, passes left wing for Batchelor, jab step, dump off underneath for Orr, reverse right-hand layup, good. 4 points for Andrew in the first half, and Washburn brings the lead back out to 3 points with 6:49 showing. Strong offensive first half for the Ichabods, maybe, arguably, the best offense in the MIAA so far this season. Long way to go in the conference play, of course, but a great showing so far this year for the Bods. Dawsey with a right-hand dribble, hooks a pass to Hazel, top of the key to the left wing, and Amon step back, thinks about a three, doesn't take it with Keegan in his face. Now Dawsey with 5 on the shot clock. Kick to Hazel, rolls to the basket, layup good. Got behind Orr and lays it in. If he's even, he's leaving. And Hazel's now got 6 points in the half. Washburn's lead is down to a single point, 22-21 with 6:16 on the clock. Both teams have been executing well. A lot of that pick and roll has worked for UCO. Orr drives to the basket as the ball knocked away. Steal for UCO. It's Wells with it. Step back three from the left wing. Way too strong. Doesn't even draw iron. Hits the backboard. Offensive rebound for Amon. Into the corner for Wells. Now to the left wing. Three-pointer for Jalen Turner. Splash. Turner's got his second three-pointer of the half. And UCO's back on top. 24-22 as we go under 5:50 in the first half. Ungashik into the front court. Sam with the right hand. Angles right, gets an open look, top of the key for three, and Ungashik's got another one from deep. 6 first half points for Ungashik on a pair of made three-pointers, and Washburn leads again by 1 at 25-24, under 5.5 to play in the half. Washburn dropping into what appears to be a 2-3 zone, trying to avoid those easy looks for Hazel. Instead, Amon cuts to the basket and traveled. Grabbed the ball, dragged his pivot foot, and turns it over. And the zone defense pays dividends immediately for Washburn. Great switch that time by Brett Ballard on the Ichabod sideline. Orr will sit for Washburn. Someone else has to sit, too. There's 6 on the floor right now. Jarmel Johnson will head off. First start for Johnson since back in the Northwest Missouri State game, a 3-point loss on the road for the Ichabods. Washburn, though, even with that game, has been playing really good basketball as of late. Won 3 of their last 4, 3-2 overall in MIAA play. Still 5 and change left in the half. Ichabod ball, free throw line extended right on the perimeter. Keegan, touch pass back to Batchelor around the horn to the left wing, and Brady Christensen back into the contest. Emmanuel Bird also subs back in for Washburn. Under 5 minutes to play now. Media timeout at the next dead ball. Not there, though, as Ungashik with a little dead leg move. Hesitation into a right-hand floater. It'll fall for 2. 8 first-half points for the Ichabod's leading scorer on the season. 27-24 Washburn. 4:44 to go in the first half. Parker Hanna back into the game for UCO with the dribble. Right hand working on Batchelor. Freshman on freshman. Batchelor goes under the screen but maintains his defensive positioning as best as he can. Now to Mike Quick. Drives to the basket. Right-hand scoop layoff way up the mark. Layup way off the mark. Rebound Washburn. Up ahead to the left corner. Brady Christensen dials up the three. Leaves it short. Bird tries to grab a one-handed rebound but can't quite corral it. Rebound to UCO instead. Broncos down by 3 with 4:13 on the clock in the first. Dribbling behind the back into the lane. Wells, wild circus shot. Knocked to the floor. It won't fall. That would have been unbelievable had it gone. It doesn't. He'll get free throws instead following our media timeout. 27 for Washburn, 24 for Central Oklahoma. We're back with more after this of Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9.